This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I mentioned yesterday at the end of the program that the Pew Research Center has decided millennials are only going to be people who were born between 1981 and 1996. That prompted a discussion in our morning meeting today along these lines. First of all, who made Pew the decider on this? And also, what is the economic value of a demographic label? Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
A baby boomer, a Gen Xer, and a millennial walk into a bar. They can all get in because in order to be classified as a millennial these days, you're between the ages of 22 and 36. At least that's what the Pew Research Center has declared. Pew Research Associate Ruth Agelnik says divvying up the population by age is useful.
Generational analysis is a great tool for us to use to analyze changes in views over time.
But the definition of millennials as people born between 1981 and 1996 is far from official. The U.S. Census doesn't recognize it. It's just Pew's, says Jonah Berger, professor of marketing at the Wharton School of Business.
There are dozens of firms, if not hundreds of firms out there, that profess to be millennial experts and use different definitions of what a millennial might be.
He says grouping by age makes it easier for businesses to conceptualize who they're selling to.
Categories make people, whether we're just individuals or companies, feel more comfortable. It gives us a sense of understanding and comprehension, even if we haven't actually learned more by categorizing it than not.
But Arante Bennett, who teaches marketing at Villanova University, says companies shouldn't think about these generational categories or cohorts exclusively in terms of age.
It's age and values and lifestyle. So you go from moving from a demographic to a psychographic. And age cohorts help us capture those more nuanced differences.
Bennett says we're getting to a stage where businesses can customize a message for a specific individual, but doing that on a mass scale is still prohibitively expensive. So until the price drops, firms will likely continue to put people in those handy generational buckets. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.